The court spent all day Friday arguing about the Chief Justice's authority to spend taxpayer dollars on a children's court conference and a statewide mental health initiative. Justice Michael Gableman told the chief it's not the value of the programs she signed off on, it's the need for oversight from the other six justices.
The issue, it seems to me, is whether this is a court of one or whether it is a court of seven.
After hours of debate, the court approved in concept the creation of a finance committee that will include the Chief Justice and two other justices, along with the Chief State Appeals Court judge. The powers and duties of that committee will be hammered out later in a future open administrative conference. Justices Gableman, Rogensack, and Prosser all said those details could be decided in closed meeting. But Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, with support from Justice Abrahamson and Crooks, insisted those meetings be open.
You're covering up what has been going on. The light that is shining by being in public, as painful as it is better than having agendas that are really harmful to the court and the institution going on behind closed doors.
Bradley is convinced that the current effort to strip the Chief Justice of some of her power violates a 1978 constitutional amendment granting her those powers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.